This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gavino Ramirez. Date of birth is February the 20th, 1973. Case ID number is 2140859. Date of exam is 4/5/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 12/3/21, and medical records from Schreider Cota, MD, dated 6/17/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant states he has been exposed to COVID-19 and had it in November of 2021. He did have symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. He has tested positive for COVID-19, but has not been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. In 2021, he had two vaccines for COVID-19 and also a booster. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back injury with leg pain / swelling and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in June of 2019, where he worked as a truck driver for 14 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and his wife works. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, back injury with leg pain / swelling, and number two, depression. History of allegations, number one, back injury with leg pain / swelling. The claimant states that on May the 28th, 2019, he was driving an 18-wheeler and hit a Subaru, which resulted in a catastrophic accident. There were some people who were killed during that accident, and the claimant states that he's no longer driving trucks at this time. He states the character of the pain is an aching, pinching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down his left leg. He states he has numbness and crampiness of both legs. The claimant went on to have surgery in November of 2019, which was a laminectomy in order to clear out his lumbar sacral back area. The response to that surgery was poor. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, sit for 10 minutes, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing exercises, walking around the house. He states that he did receive two injections in his back, which did not relieve any of his pain. His physician at this time is Dr. Hussein. He denies seeing a chiropractor and states that he received 25 sessions of therapy for his back, which did not relieve his pain. The claimant is presently on medications such as gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, ibuprofen 800 milligrams PRN is needed, and Biclofen 10 milligrams POQD, which he states has not given him any relief of his back pain. The claimant was diagnosed with a mild narrowing of the L4, L5 area of his lumbar spine and marked narrowing of the L5, S1 area consisting of stenosis. He was diagnosed as failed back surgery syndrome, and he continues to have severe symptoms of bilateral radiculopathy of both sides. The claimant complains of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 5 minutes, climb three steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes, but with cramps. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a little bit, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He's unable to open up a jar top. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and as noted earlier, he's on various medications for pain which do not give him relief. His physical activities include doing minor chores around the house. Allegation number two, depression. The claimant states that in June of 2019, because of the horrible accident that he was in, he started to have symptoms of sadness, depression, anxiety, insomnia, nightmares, crying spells, and severe depressive episodes. He denies having any suicidal attempts or ideation. He was started on hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams QD, which he states did help him. The claimant states that he would have screaming spells at night as well. He is presently not seeing a psychiatrist, and his symptoms appeared to be resolving slowly. Family history. The father died at the age of 70 from a myocardial infarction, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. His mother died at the age of 60 from ovarian cancer. She also had diabetes mellitus. Medication, hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams POQD, magnesium gluconate, 250 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN is needed, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 10 milligrams QD, and baclofen, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, prediabetes, osteoarthritis, L5-S1 stenosis of the lumbar sacral spine, history of back injury, depression, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, major surgeries, back surgery performed on May the 28th, 2019, consisting of a laminectomy with poor results. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack per week for 20 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 226 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 144 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 34. General. This is a 49-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to severe cramps and spasms of the lumbar sacral spine. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT, down to Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25, OS uncorrected is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? after the last sentence, there is a 7 centimeter midline back scar from L3 to L5, which appears to be well intact. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had severe muscle spasms and cramps as well as tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down both legs. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the lumbar spine, but normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, and flexion was at 70 degrees. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities where the shoulders were at, and there was abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the lower extremities where the claimant appears to have a bilateral radiculopathy. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees with cramps, and in the supine position was 10 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially in the lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own, and assistance was needed to help him get back on his feet. He had severe cramps in both legs. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength is +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at 2+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was slightly abnormal, especially for the lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are severe muscle spasms and cramps of the lower extremities. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to bilateral neuritis and radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral spine area. The claimant does have a L5 S1 stenosis, which appears to be causing bilateral radiculopathy to the lower extremities. He is able to lift, carry, and handle moderate size objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for radiculopathy. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but slowly. There is normal grip strength bilaterally, with some weakness at +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral spine, coming from an L5-S1 compression stenosis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back injury with leg pain and swelling. Dash, confirmed with physical examination. The pain claimant does appear to have a mild radiculopathy / radiculitis, causing pain to the lower extremities with cramps and spasms, although his reflexes were normal. Number two, depression. Dash, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gavino Ramirez.